Love is patient. Love is kind.
I've just put this together in my head, Dave, but this album is like a musical concept of the Pilgrim's Progress. You know, the journey of faith. There's not much left for us to do and talk about right now, Dave, except, and Ron, bear with us, but we'll try and get through this quickly than we normally do, but we've got to address the list now, Dave, and I'm struggling because I'm afraid that our list is about to drop 10 songs off it to make room for the entire Beyond Belief album.
Before we get to the song list, we haven't done the cover list. We've neglected to touch on the cover with Ronnie Cates' horrible, horrible hairstyle. The only drawback in this whole thing is I don't know who did Ronnie's hair for that cover, but it's not his best hairstyle. It's not his natural hairstyle. But no, we've got a different cover. We've got our concepts, we've got our air hanger. How do you feel about this cover?
It's not as good as Petra Price. If we're putting it that simply, it's a beautiful shot. Like, it's beautiful photography. I don't know who the photographer is. I'd assume it was the same guy that had to do Petra Praise. I do like that pulled back, you know, we're getting the silhouettes of the guys, really. But Petra Praise just has a more iconic shot to it. So I think for all the strengths of this album, the cover's falling in a bit lower on the list, probably just below Washer's Wider Than for me.
Well, yeah. One thing I want to say about the album cover, and it's funny because I think on my channel I'm going to be doing some specials on album covers coming up, so it's cool that we're talking about this. The thing that I do like about the album cover is the title, Beyond Belief, and the guys are in an airport hangar. The plane is there. They're ready to take off and go beyond belief. You know, so I think the cover, if you look at it in that reflection, it really speaks to what the album means. Because, you know, guys, there's so many album covers that you look at and you're like, what does this cover have to do with anything the album's about, right?
Yeah.
We've seen that a zillion times. I actually love the band picture, by the way. I think the guys all look great, including Ronnie's hair.
All right.
Well, so, Dave, what do you think? You haven't told us what you think, mate.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, I agree with Ron there. The thematics there, it is a nice shot, but I agree with you, Lindsay. I don't think it's quite as powerful as The Rock Cries Out. I think that image is just fantastic, and I do think it comes in a step below there. I'd personally probably have it above Washer's Wider Than. I think the message of it is probably a little bit, like Ron said, you really get that tie into the theme. And I think that it sort of speaks there, but either way, it's still a very strong, strong cover. So when we talk about strengths, where does this album rank? We've talked about all these songs. Do we need to even have the discussion? Is there any conversation?
No.
We went into this podcast with This Means War sitting at the top of our current album rankings. Does Beyond Belief, is there anything to consider? Does it fall any lower than number one?
I don't think so. This Means War is a contender in that conversation, but I think no, like going over it again for this beyond, but like its position as their most successful album is earned and deserved. I think it is the best that they've ever done.
I think we talked I think
I would say still to this day, it is still their best album.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think when we talked about More Power to You, we talked about how the band being together for a little while brought this connection and this togetherness that helped the sound. I think Beyond Belief is absolutely another reflection of that. It's a band that's been together now for three albums. They've really learned from each other. They've grown. Bob's songwriting just continues to go in leaps and bounds, but there's now a heart of they're not trying to push against perhaps the culture. You know, the church is no longer pushing against them. They've got the support of the church. And I think that's reflected. There's a freedom that seems to be coming out in his lyrics now. And it all just ties together, the sound, the production, the lyrics, the message from beginning to end. This is that album that from beginning to end just flows together perfectly. There is not one bad song on the album, and I just it's up there. It's there, and now it really comes down to individual songs.
Well, I wanted to say, which I do say in my anniversary interview, it is for me the greatest Christian album of all time, over anything from, you know, the bigger names, you know, the Keith Greens, the Amy Grants, and, you know, everything else, you know, and no, again, those are all, they've all put out great product, but I don't think there's any Christian album that's had such, first of all, an impact, number one, and number two, as you guys have both been talking, and myself, a quality of songs that even the deeper cuts are amazing. They're not just good. They're amazing. Mm. That good, you know? So yeah, it's the greatest Christian album of all time. I also want to throw out, totally off topic, a fun fact for maybe you guys and for your listeners. Okay, I'm going to throw out a fun fact. There are, on the background vocals on this album, we have one sort of special guest on the Beyond Belief album, if people are not aware. Dave Amato sings background vocals. And for those who are not aware of the name Dave Amato, he is the guitar player in REO Speedwagon.
There we go. Okay. Bringing that full circle again there, because as we once found out, Greg X. Foles passed up the opportunity to be the lead singer of REO Speedwagon. So there we go.
And the cool thing is Dave Amato, who sang on Beyond Belief, he had worked with John and Dino Elefante in the Christian band Mastodon. And then as a nice tie-in to you guys, Dave Amato has also played and toured with Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
So there's a fun
Always time. Comes back to Australia. Always comes at back to point. Australia. All right, well, let's see where we hit. We've got 10 songs on here. The entry point at the moment is Hit You Where You Live. That is the current number 25 on this playlist. We're going to move quick. I'm just going to start naming songs. If you believe it hits higher than Hit You Where You Live, you let me know. Armed and Dangerous.
Yes.
Does it go higher than Hit You? Okay. How high? Okay, I'm going to go in sets of five. You just tell me. He Came, He Saw, He Conquered.
Ooh, I might sit it underneath He Came, He Saw, He Conquered.
Right, Beamer Seat.
I might actually sit it under Beamer Seat too.
Not by sight.
Above, not by sight.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to put this in. Okay. I Am on the Rock.
Yeah,
I'm going to start with Ron. You shared your thoughts on I Am on the Rock. Do you feel this is up near the top? Is that your opinion?
Absolutely.
All right, and you're saying up near the top, Lindsay. Okay, I'm going to go up to the top. At number one has been the live version of Grave Robber. You're not going to quite slip above that one.
I think this might.
Ron, your thoughts?
Oh, Grave Robber, I Am on the Rock. It's on the rock. So much better than the live version of Grave Robber. Sorry.
I think Ron's right. I do.
Yes. And I'm going to use those words. So much better. Okay. Not just better. All right.
We have a new number one. Let's see if it holds there. Creed. Better than Hits You Where You Live?
Better than Hits You Where You Live, for sure.
He Came, He Saw, He Conquered.
I'd put it above He Came, He Saw, He Conquered.
Oh, yeah. Where am I going to start moving you here? We've got a bunch of ballads here. More Power to You.
See, personally, I want to say no, but I think objectively, I think I have to say yes.
Ron, you're suggesting no, it's not.
Creed is better.
All Over Me.
Again, I think I have to give it to Creed.
All right. We're really hitting up in the top end. All Fired Up. I'm not sure it punches above All Fired Up.
Yeah,
I think it might come in below All Fired Up. We've
just hit the ceiling, I think.
Clean is below that.
It's above Clean. It comes in above Clean.
Okay. All right. Beyond Belief. I'm just going to straight right back to the top. Where does Beyond Belief sit next to I Am on the Rock?
I'm putting it under I Am on the Rock. I don't know what
Ron I'm putting it think. Under.
Yep.
Grave Robber.
I'm probably putting it over Grave Robber. My goodness. I just said that. But yeah.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. I'm putting it
over Grave Robber.
I think I would agree with that. Okay.
I will agree. And may I say, I know many Petra fans will probably say that I'm committing a sin by saying this, but I'm not even crazy about Grave Robber.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
So okay to have opinions.
I'm going to go straight back to another one we've just talked about, and I think we're going to go high again. Love.
Yep.
I'm going to bring an interesting starting point. I compared it to More Power to You when we were talking about it. How does it sit? More Power to You or Love?
I'm giving it to More Power to You. I would understand that people might want to, combat that opinion.
Okay. I'm going to give it to Love.
Okay, see?
All right. Well, I'll go either side here. Just above More Power to You, we have I Am Available.
Well, it's definitely.
I actually think Love. I prefer Love. And above that, we've got First Love. I actually think Love is better than First Love.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. All right.
So now we're going up for More Power. Above First Love is Not of This World. And I know that's a favorite of yours, Lindsay.
Oh, you're killing me here. I've reached my ceiling. I think.
Yep. I think I'm happy to slot in there. I certainly believe it's better than First Love. I think we can get into an hour long debate about whether or not it sits high. I think there'll be people who would say they'd have it right near the very top. Ron might be one of them. But I think I'm happy. I think it's certainly it's in that zone, but it's up there. Underground. Does Underground crack it in?
I think it does. What's at the bottom that we're needing to be?
We started at Hit You Where You Live. And we're moving up from there.
Yeah, I mean, it's better.
He Came, He Saw, He Conquered.
I give it to Underground.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
Do you rank it above Love? We've just talked about Love. Do you rank it above or below Love?
I'd rank it below Love.
All right. Into this zone. What about I Am Available? Underground versus I Am Available.
Underground is so much better.
Yeah, Underground.
First Love.
100% Underground.
All right. Yeah. So I think we've got our spot there. Just right below Love. One below. Seen and Not Heard. I'm a big fan of this song.
It's over. I am available. It's on the list.
All right. I would have it above Underground.
I'd put it above Underground too.
I would put it over Underground. Yeah.
Would you have it over Love?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to move up the list here. I'm going to jump a few songs and we'll see where we sit. Rose Colored Stained Glass Windows.
Well, I'm going to take anything on Beyond Belief over Rose Colored Stained Glass. It's not that it's a bad song.
I appreciate that. This episode's going to be traumatizing me, guys. I'm going to tell you that now. I'm probably giving it to Seen and Not Heard.
All right. We've already talked about this. Let's come back to what we talked about. Seen and Not Heard versus Creed.
I give that to Creed.
Okay, so now we're in our zone. Seen and Not Heard versus the live version of Clean.
Seen and Not Heard.
I agree. I would agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm a big fan of that live version of Clean.
I can go along with that.
Last Days. Okay. Our entry point is pretty well around about how he came, he saw he conquered now. So where do you... I
don't know that I'm putting Last Days above He Came, He Saw, He Conquered.
Where do you rank it against Armed and Dangerous?
I'd probably say Armed and Dangerous I'd sit higher.
This Means War.
Last Days.
Really?
I like because what? I you know why? Because as much as I love This Means War, I like saying Last Days because it's a deep cut that doesn't get the recognition it's deserved.
Well, I think it's got a lot of recognition on this podcast, but I think I would hold This Means War above Last Days.
I'm with you on that one, Dave, with respect to our Canadian brethren.
I would have it. Our next one below This Means War is God Gave Rock and Roll to You, and I would sit it.
Yeah.
I would sit it above that.
I can sit it above that very easily.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Can I tell you guys a secret? Let me tell you a quick secret that only your listeners will know. I attended a press conference for Unseen Power, by the way, which is kind of cool because it's going to be your next podcast. And at that time, Kiss had just released their version of God Gave Rock and Roll to You. And at the press conference, somebody asked Petra what they thought about that version, the Kiss version of the song. And John Schlitt came right out forward. He goes, "Personally, I think it stinks."
I would agree.
So I'm just sharing, since you're mentioning the song, I thought I'd throw a fun fact.
I'll say the only good thing about that Kiss version is the intro that features in the film Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, which wasn't performed by any member of Kiss. As I have understood it, that was actually Eddie Van Halen brought in to do that lead solo for the song. But that's a bit tangential. But we're talking What's in a Name now.
What's in a Name? I'm just going to start with our last. Do you have it above Last Days?
I'd have What's in a Name above Last Days.
Okay. I personally wouldn't have it above This Means War.
Neither would I.
Okay. So I'm just putting it in there. Prayer.
Oh, here we go.
Over what?
Well, I mean,
let's start by comparing it to songs that we've already on this album, I think is where we start.
Well, my mind goes straight to More Power to You.
Okay.
As a comparison point.
All right. So let's rank Prayer versus Love.
I give it to Love.
I give it to Love.
All right. So now let's just jump Prayer versus Underground.
Underground.
Give it to Underground. Yeah.
All right. Prayer versus First Love.
Prayer.
I give it to Prayer.
And there's your spot. All right. Well, I think we've absolutely smashed open this this playlist with one album that has seen every song at least crop what was above it. But I am going to, where are we? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. We've blown this out. And even some of the songs we've talked about end up not actually sitting in the top 25 now, which I've now blown out to about a 30 odd. I'm going to start at the top today because it's just going to be easier. We have a new number one, I Am on the Rock, followed by Beyond Belief, Grave Robber, It Is Finished, and Judas Kiss round out the top five. The next five, Adonai, Yahweh Love, Chameleon, All Fired Up, and Creed comes in at 10. Seen and Not Heard at 11, Clean, Taste and See, Rose Colored Stained Glass Windows, and All Over Me is out at 15. 16 is Backsliding Blues, Not of This World. And then we've got a big trilogy of Love, Underground, and Prayer. So Prayer slots in the end at 20. First Love is at 21. I'm Available, More Power to You, Road to Zion, and The Colouring Song. Then we've got the Praise Medley, the live Praise Medley from Captured in Time and Space at, where am I at there? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. That comes in at 26. So we've already dropped songs out. He Came, You Saw, He Conquered, Beamer Seat, Armed and Dangerous, Not by Sight, This Means War, What's in a Name, Last Days, God Gave Rock and Roll to You, Hit You Where You Live. We're down into the 30s now. That shows what a massive hit this album has had on our top 10, that some of the songs that we've ranked don't even end up sitting in there because they've been pushed out by other songs on the album. Massive, massive hit. But I think if we just look at that top group now, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I Am on the Rock and Beyond Belief are probably the two best songs we've heard to date.
From Petra. It's Bob Hartman at the height of his songwriting powers. The Elefantes, in their groove as producers, the band's just hitting every mark. Ron, any last reflections on Beyond Belief as we bring this home?
I mean, we could do another whole podcast on reflections of Beyond Belief. But, no, I think we've said, you know, I think it's pretty well known how the impact of this record, it changed Christian music as we know it. I say it in my interview, and I don't know if you guys will agree with me, so this might be a good question for you two, is like I say, from This Means War up through Unseen Power, Petra in Christian music and in music in general was an unstoppable force of great quality albums with great success, and I don't think we've ever seen that in Christian music since.
I absolutely agree. My head, I'm even willing to say to include Wake Up Call in that list, in that grouping. I know it, and that might be more of a personal thing, but I think Wake Up Call is a pretty darn strong entry. But certainly in terms of impact on the industry, you're absolutely right. An impact on, you know, our culture as young people, young Christians growing up in the 90s, in the 80s and 90s, you know?
Yeah, and I'll tell you another fun fact. See, I give you guys all fun facts because, I've talked with Petra, you know, through the years. And I won't say who it is, okay, to be respectful. But I know that there's one member of the Dream Team who really doesn't like Wake Up Call at all.
Okay. Okay.
I won't say.
I might try to press you on that later and see if I can sweet talk you into letting me know off the air, but because you've piqued my curiosity now.
But I will say, though, you know, as we're closing out, just talking about Beyond Belief, here's the thing, you know, and I'm talking about Beyond Belief because I'm going to think I'm not, but in the Unseen Power video tape, Ronnie Cates does an interview in his hotel room saying how, you know, he gets hundreds of letters from people saying that, you know, how God's impacted their life through the ministry of Petra. And, you know, it brings him to tears sometimes. He's very moved by all these, and he keeps all those letters, you know. Well, here's the thing, guys. The Petra Beyond Belief reunion interview, as of this morning, well, for me this morning, right? I'm going to just pop it up right here now. It's sitting at 20,845 views, almost 1,000 likes, and a couple of hundred comments, okay? And I want to say, for me, as a person, not even as a journalist, okay, but just as a person, when I receive so many of these comments from people telling me how Petra's music has impacted their lives and beyond belief how much it meant to them, but how much this reunion interview has meant to them to see the five guys back together, reminiscing about something that impacted their lives. And so for me, it's such a humbling experience. You know, I don't take that with pride. I'm not trying to say, oh, look at what I've done. I'm taking it in a humble way to say that this is all because of God and their ministry. And I'm so moved by it and touched by it, like the same way that Ronnie Cates is touched by it. And just yesterday, so it's, again, you want to talk about God, you know, being impactful. I'm going to just share this with you guys and your listeners. Just yesterday, I received a comment on the Petra reunion interview from a girl. Her name is Kat. And I'm going to read this to you. It just came in yesterday. It says, "The music is timeless. This band has literally changed my life on so many levels. My husband, Michael, was the first to have a Petra website called A Guide to Petra. I actually met him on that website in 1998 and came to find out we lived in the very same town. Our story is on the Petra Farewell DVD. The rest, as they say, is history. We have two beautiful children. God is awesome. Thanks for these amazing men. They have impacted millions for Christ. God bless you. We are listening and we love you all."
Gosh. Thank you, Kat. That's what, and what greater legacy can people leave? Like, you know, people, we love our bands, we love our music, you know, we raise up in our esteem the artists who create music that impact our lives, but rare are the artists that create something that really positively and genuinely helps to transform our lives. But that's what Petra have been able to do for so many. That's what this album does. You know, what a legacy.
And Bob Harkman, you know, he's written twice recently too, not that long ago, out of the blue, on the Petra official Facebook page, Bob Hartman reposted the reunion interview just out of the blue. I didn't even know he was going to do it. He reposted it and he said, "This interview really sums up what we are like as people, as a band." I don't know if you guys saw that, but he said that, like, this interview, if you want to know what we're like, this is us.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, that was, it amused me to tears, you know, really, to know that what we did together impacted not just the fans, but even the band is impacted by it. And I think when they first posted it, Bob wrote, or actually, again, on the Petra site, it was written, "We all had a great time doing this. You know, kudos to Ron Rockstar for arranging all this." And I thank them back as well. So again, as you said, you know, Lindsay, it's the impact of the people, but I think it's cool to actually see the band themselves become impacted as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's right. And it was a joy to be able to look at that interview, see those guys again and get those reactions from the goofy, which often seems to hover around Louis Weaver's general vicinity, but we love him for it, to the insight, you know, and the heartfelt reflections offered up by other members of the band. But we really encourage you guys, any of you listening, if you haven't checked out Ron's interview, go to YouTube, Check it out. Petra's 30th anniversary Beyond Belief reunion interview. It's really fantastic. It's a great opportunity. Ron, we can't thank you enough for joining us today, particularly for getting up at the very godly hour that you got up, the overly godly hour that you got up. But
it's worth it.
I'm so glad, and thank you so much. We hope down the track we might be able to link in again and have another chat with you. Just in brief, we give you a chance. Is there anything coming up? Any projects you're working on, or anything you're involved in that you'd like to plug while we're here?
Well, on my channel, I do a little segment about deep cuts, basically talking about, I usually pick 10 songs from an artist and I'll talk about the deep cuts, you know, 10 great songs that people don't talk about. And I've done big names, like I've done Queen, Van Halen, The Rolling Stones, the Rush one is very successful actually. And so I've been planning to do a Petra one and a Whiteheart one coming up.
Right on.
So I think I'm going to do a Petra, Greg Exvolt's ears, and a Petra John Schlitt ears. So just the deep cuts, you know, not the hit songs. So that could be something interesting for you guys to check out.
I think it will be. We'll keep our eyes open for that.
And I want to also say, I know we're closing out, so there's so much to say, but I wanted to shed a quick little light that because of the reunion interview, I've had quite a few fans requesting me to do other reunion interviews. And I will say again, because you asked about projects coming up, I have reached out to two other major Christian artists to do reunions. And I'm not going to say who they are, but I will say this: one flat out refused me, and one just, we couldn't make it work. So there you go.
Okay.
Fun quick fact also, because there is, again, a director's cut of the Petra reunion interview. And I know you guys just quickly talked about some of the things that you talked about, Louis being the sort of the funny one. But I also found, I don't know if you guys found it too, he's such a straight man and the quietest member of the band. But Bob Hartman's sense of humor.
Yes.
He was like a totally different person. I've never seen
him. Oh, yeah. It comes out in a lot of his interviews. I've seen he's got a very, very good sense of humor. I mean, even in stuff, if you look at some of the bootleg concerts that are out there, and even some of the stuff that they've released themselves, Bob's got a great sense of humor. I just go back to the concert footage they released from Never Say Die, where he's doing the dueling solos with Greg Exvolds. If you haven't seen that, check it out. It's on YouTube. It's Petra's footage themselves. They've released it, but he just the humor that he comes out with in that little dueling solo battle is really, really good. Just shows Bob's sense of humor. So, yeah.
Well, one thing too, guys, actually, that we should also mention, and again, this is, you know, something that people don't realize, and I think it's fine, I think it's okay for me to say this, but when we talk about Beyond Belief on its, let's say what it was, its 30th anniversary, right, and we're doing this podcast now, one thing that you probably think about is, have there ever been other songs recorded for Beyond Belief that have never seen the light of day? And there's never been an official live release of Beyond Belief, like a fully concert. I know there is one on YouTube, but it should be remastered, because it's a bit of a weak production outlet, but it is what it is. But I can tell you that there is some stuff in the vaults.
Okay.
And it'd be, hopefully one day it might even get released. It would be really good to see it.
Well, that was discussed off camera, but it's fine for me to say this to you guys on your podcast, because I'm not revealing any real information, except that there is some stuff out there, or I should say in some vaults, that is unreleased and could see the light of day. Will it? I can't say, because obviously, you know, that's not in my hands. But I think it would be cool if one day the guys go through those vaults and do release the stuff that we haven't heard that's sitting there.
It would be awesome.
Well, Ron, I believe you have tantalized anyone who's listening to this content, to this podcast, with those last comments of yours and the hints of the, shall we say, the power of things that are unseen. And on that really, really awful play on words, I'll start to sign us out. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Ron. Thanks always, Dave. And thank you all out there for taking the time and going on this journey with us. As always, feedback, give us comments on Facebook. WeMeanRock@gmail.com if you want to contact us directly. We love to hear your stories and your reflections on the Beyond Belief. And we will catch you all next time as we discuss unseen power. In the meantime, as always, for On Rock, I'm Lindsay Hall.
And I'm Dave.
We'll catch you next time.